Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Members of Libya's rival governments have signed a peace accord. The agreement was signed despite questions about the legitimacy of the pact. Delegates signed the UN-mediated agreement Thursday at a ceremony in Morocco. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants to develop better ties with the United States no matter who wins next year's U.S. presidential election. In his annual news conference with international reporters, Mr. Putin said he is ready to work with any president the American people elect. Regarding Ukraine, the Russian president again denied that there are Russian troops operating inside eastern Ukraine, where a pro-Russian separatist movement is fighting the Ukrainian government troops. President Barack Obama says U.S. authorities are not aware of any specific threat on the eve of the year-end holiday period.
At this moment, our intelligence and counterterrorism professionals do not have any specific and credible information about an attack on the homeland.
But the president called on Americans to stay vigilant to protect the country. Mr. Obama delivered a message Thursday stressing his highest priority is the safety of the American people. Speaking after a lengthy meeting with his full national security team, the president said no terrorist assault on the U.S. is imminent at this point. Representatives of the International Syria Support Group will gather in New York on Friday for the third round of talks on a proposed Syrian political transition. The meeting takes place just weeks before UN-mediated talks are due to start between the Syrian government and the opposition. The group also hopes to submit a transition and ceasefire resolution to the UN. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has landed in northern Iraq for talks with Kurdish leaders. He will discuss expanding the battle against the Islamic State group. He was greeted Thursday at the Erbil airport by the deputy prime minister of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region. He plans meetings with Kurdish President Masoud Barzani and with U.S. troops in the region. Turkey is claiming vindication for sending troops and tanks into Iraq. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkey appears to be hardening its stance towards Baghdad over its controversial deployment of soldiers and tanks to protect forces training Iraqis in northern Iraq. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says an attack Wednesday on its Iraqi base by IS militants justified the recent military deployment. But he also suggested there is a strategic reason behind the move. We are facing such developments in Iraq and Syria so that security of our borders starts from beyond the borders, he said. Baghdad is demanding the immediate withdrawal of all of Turkish forces deployed this month. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United Nations Security Council is expected to adopt new measures Thursday to stem the flow of cash to terrorists of the Islamic State group. For the first time, finance ministers will meet to adopt a resolution. The African Union is demanding an end to the violence in Burundi, warning it will not allow the country to descend into genocide. The AU Peace and Security Council is concerned political violence in Burundi could trigger a civil war. Rwandans will vote in a national referendum Friday that could allow President Paul Kagame to remain in power for another 18 years. Nick Long has more.
The referendum is a chance to vote on several proposed changes to the constitution, but the main one would allow President Kagame to stand for another seven-year term when his current term ends in 2017, and then for an additional 2 5-year terms, allowing him to stay in office until 2034. Some of his supporters suggest the government is wasting money with this referendum, since millions of Rwandans have already petitioned for presidential term limits to be scrapped. Also, President Kagame has not made clear whether or not he intends to run again. But according to the parliament, 3.6 million eligible Rwandan voters, 60% of the electorate, have backed this petition. Nick Long, Goma, DRC.
Voters in the Central African Republic appear to have overwhelmingly approved a new constitution aimed at stopping more than 3 years of violence between Muslims and Christians. Preliminary results from Sunday's referendum show 90% voting yes. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. European markets were up, and on Thursday, Asia markets also closed up. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.